Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. A vote is expected sometime soon on the coronavirus relief bill that's been haggled about in Congress. Colorado Democratic Congressman Jason Crow announces his support.
As imperfect as it is, and there are plenty of things that are not in this bill that should be, it will provide immediate relief for millions of families and small businesses who simply can't wait any longer, including those who were left out of prior rounds of relief.
South Dakota Republican Dusty Johnson says his vote will also be an aye.
This COVID-19 package doesn't have all of the provisions that I've asked for. It is clearly not a perfect bill. And yet, it is the targeted and focused relief that our country needs. And it follows the framework that a bipartisan group, 8 senators, 8 House members, including myself, unveiled a few weeks ago.
The omnibus spending bill, which is part of legislation that would fund the federal government through September 2021. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports the pandemic has taken a toll on America's mental health, with roughly 75% of those responding say they're at least somewhat concerned that either they or a family member will become infected.
The coronavirus vaccine has capped the year with a glimmer of hope, but the poll found only half of Americans are planning to get vaccinated immediately. The others are unsure or uninterested. The poll was conducted shortly before the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine was authorized for emergency use.
Joe Biden received his first dose of the coronavirus vaccine on live television as part of a growing effort to convince the American public the inoculations are safe. The president-elect took a dose of Pfizer vaccine on Monday at a hospital not far from his Delaware home, hours after his wife Jill Biden did the same. On Wall Street, the Dow by 37 points. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
I hate Christmas shopping, dealing with surly clerks, crowded brick-and-mortar stores, and how do you make sure you purchase just the right gift? Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 19 flavors. If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great-tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's the promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
It's 5:04. This KMCQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. House and Senate negotiators have agreed on a $900 billion coronavirus relief package and could vote as early as today to get relief to Americans dealing with the pandemic and its economic impact, which has put millions of people out of work. The package includes a $600 relief check for individuals, $300 more per week in unemployment benefits, and more than $280 billion for small businesses, which have been decimated by the COVID-19 restrictions and the closures this year. Nevada Senator Catherine Cortez Masto tells the Review Journal, no matter what is passed in the current measure, it's merely a down payment on more federal help, which Congress and the incoming administration must put together for early next year. COVID-19 claims another victim as the laundry and linen business, which serves Las Vegas hotels and resorts, has closed one of its local plants. Brady Linen Services has filed paperwork with the state announcing plans to close its Four Master Lane plant and lay off some 150 employees. Caesars Entertainment's last closed property near the Strip is about to reopen. The Real will reopen tomorrow with weekend stays only. That's going to be Thursdays through Mondays.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, it's touch and go as you work your way through the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at Green Valley, 215 eastbound past the 15 interchange near Gillespie. Also, some congestion through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, northbound at Hacienda and south at Sahara.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Happy to be a part of your Christmas season. That's why I love shows like this. I call them friends and family shows, where they're just people that I really like, and I like to spend time with them. So it is with Niger Ennis, the chairman of the Congress of Racial Equality, and he joins us. Niger, Merry Christmas. This has been a Christmas unlike on really any other.
I am, first of all, Merry Christmas to you, my dear friend Kevin, and your entire family. But I must tell you, as we go through this strange and unusual Christmas season, I want us to gallop and gallop hard to 2021, because there's no way that it could be as weird as 2020 has been.
Now let me just ask you: you're like me. You've lived a good life, and I'm just curious: have you ever seen a year, a 6 month period, a 9 month period, a 10 month period quite like this? I mean, have you ever lived through anything like this?
Never. I've been through. You know, I'm originally from New York. I've been out here more than 12 years, and so I understand the urban myths. I can call myself a local now, but before this, I lived in New York City, and I went through several blackouts. I went through the crack epidemic in Harlem in the 1980s and the early 90s before Rudy Giuliani came on the scene. And I've been through 9/11. I was in New York on 9/11 and was actually in the security zone. CORE's offices were cordoned off by the federal government. as a part of the security zone. And in spite of all of that festivity, that I have had the privilege or the misfortune to be a part of, I have never been a part of anything like this. And I feel so bad for the small businesses out there, for these entrepreneurs that we all know are the engine of our great economy, and they, due to no fault of their own, many of them have gone out of business. Many of them, most of them, are not coming back in business. And I'm a little bit annoyed. I mean, I appreciate that McConnell and Pelosi and the president cut a deal and got some type of stimulus bill finally done. What I'm annoyed about is that the first bill, the CARES Act, and even this bill, does not specifically earmark relief and resources to those small businesses that have been crippled by this forced shutdown. I mean, the fact that in the last iteration of this relief packages, you had the Los Angeles Lakers, you know, Planned Parenthood, other mega corporations that got hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars in relief, while you've got small businesses struggling out there, is a disgrace and really needs to be corrected.
Niger, let me ask you, having lived through 9/11, having lived through this, I'm curious, will the American people bounce back? I mean, there were a lot of people that questioned whether New Yorkers would bounce back, and they came back New York strong and bigger and better than ever. I'm curious what you think about the American people and so many that have lost lives, you know, family members, friends, same way with 9/11. But do you think the American people will be able to bounce back from this?
Just like the New Yorkers were able to bounce back from 9/11, just like we were able to bounce back for October and that massacre that took place on the Strip, I believe I have a boundless faith in the spirit of the American people. And if our government can just get out of their way and just give relief to those who are artificially shut down, I think the engine of this economy will come roaring back at some point.
I'm curious what you think. You're talking about government getting out of the way. The guy that really needs to get out of the way is King Steve Sisolak, the governor, and he had another one of his addresses a little over a week ago, extending the three-week pause. Your thoughts on his performance? I've been so incredibly disappointed in the performance of this governor, and it's not that he's a mean or a nasty guy. It's just that he's been incompetent. I mean, there are people that still haven't received their Dieter checks.
That's exactly right. They're still waiting for their money. Yeah, I'm sorry. I think he used the magic word, the I word. You know, it's not a question of even ideology. You know, even though obviously he leans to the left, obviously he sees himself as the little brother to Gavin Newsom in California. It's more of incompetence than anything. And it is also ideology. How is it that, you know, a strip club can remain open, but a church has to be shut down? How is it that, in the initial phase, Lee's Liquor Store, you know, could be shut down, but Smith's or Walmart that sells booze can be wide open? You know, there was a disproportionate prescription and solutions that weighed heavily on the little guy and the little girl. And I think that is most unfortunate because, like I said to you before, and you know this, Kevin, the engine of our economy, the generator of jobs, is not Amazon and Walmart. It is those small businesses. It is the entrepreneurs that are the engines of our economic fate. And I think Sisolak ought to really think through any future shutdowns and reexamine actually even the shutdown that he has going on right now and really, really, really fine-tune it to make sure that the negative impacts impact those small businesses and entrepreneurs the least, and then let the big boys who can handle it and withstand it. Let them have to deal with those desperate impacts.
Again, Niger Innes joining us, chairman of the Congress of Racial Equality Corps, joining us on this holiday, on this special holiday show. I've got to ask you, though, now that the Moderna vaccine, I should say, is in the state and being distributed, what about the early going of the distribution of this COVID-19 vaccine?
It could be better, but again, I think that, I give a little bit of leniency to the governors and to the administration. This is something that we did not see coming. This Wuhan virus was a plague that was unleashed on the world, and we did not know how to handle it. And quite frankly, I think the administration and Pfizer and Moderna and the other pharmaceuticals deserve a real round of applause for getting a vaccine to market in a miraculous period of time. I feel so bad that these some of these liberals who suffer from Trump derangement syndrome can't give the devil his due. And the fact that he basically neutralized and eliminated all the FDA regulatory hurdles to getting this vaccine to market, the fact that he put government money towards incentives to these pharmaceutical companies to get this thing on the market as quickly as he did. I mean, this is less than a year. This is closer to 7 to 8 months that this vaccine has come to fruition. And that is this is one time that you can say that government worked well with the private sector to get something done. And I think we'll work out our distribution system. I understand that Pfizer has a huge supply of vaccine that they don't know what to do with. They don't know where to distribute it. I think that's a little bit unfortunate. I hope that that is worked out. And Lord knows what's going to happen on January 20th, Inauguration Day. I'm presuming that Joe Biden is going to step in and become president. I do hope to the degree, under the radar, if you will, that administration officials that are involved in distribution are working hand in glove with the Biden administration officials that will be involved in distribution as well. The American people and the distribution system that the American people are going to be counting on for this vaccine should not suffer the fate of politics.
I want to ask you about something that came up. Jerome Adams, the Surgeon General, brought it up in a news conference the other day when he got his vaccine shot, and that is marketing this vaccine to people of color. There seems to be some resistance on the part of some people of color that they don't want to be injected with this stuff. It goes back to the Tuskegee experiment. Is this something that the people of color should embrace, this vaccine?
I do. I understand the hesitation, the historic scars, if you will, from the Tuskegee experiment, which was government-sponsored, frankly, murder, of a number of African-American males, injecting them, it was horrific story, but that's ancient history. The America of the 1930s is not the America of today. You've got a number of black bureaucrats, doctors, administration officials that are knee-deep involved in this endeavor and in developing the vaccine and in distributing the vaccine. So I understand the hesitation not only of African Americans, but there are a number of conservative, libertarian-oriented Americans, many of whom support me, and listen to your show, that are also as suspicious of this vaccine as many people of color. But I think, when you see folk like Vice President Pence and Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi taking the vaccine and other high-profile individuals, I think Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Carter have all said that they're going to take the vaccine. We have to, obviously, while different priority levels of individuals to receive the vaccine are being met, we need to watch and make sure that the side effects are minimal, you know. But from what I can see so far, it seems like the side effects are minimal and limited, and the benefits, the upside of taking this vaccine is tremendous.
Niger, I tell you what, I can only pray that 2021 is going to be better than 2020, because 2020 sucked. I mean, it really...
It did indeed. And you know what's such a shame? You know, we can think about what was going on in the country pre-COVID, and you had a booming economy. And here's the key thing, okay? Because allegedly, according to the statistics, during the 8 years of Barack Obama, 6 or 7 of those 8 years, the economy grew. But the problem is that it was a top-down economy. Now, you know, liberals love to use this against Reagan, trickle-down economics. Well, it was a trickle-down recovery under Barack Obama because of the terribly low interest rates, the investor class, you know, again, the upper 1% gained the most from that economy. Under Trump's economy, you had a reversal of that phenomenon. You had wage growth for the first time in decades. You had African Americans, Hispanics, women, entrepreneurs, small businesses that were truly economically climbing because of his immigration policy, because of his deregulatory policies and cutting of taxes. And 2020 sucked, but when you look at it in contrast to COVID 2020, versus pre-COVID 2020, that post-COVID 2020 sucked even more so.
Boy, you're speaking the truth. I just love it. Niger, always good, my friend. I know we'll talk in the new year. Thank you so much. Have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year to you and your family, and let's talk again next year, okay?
Let's do it, my friend. God bless you, and Happy New Year.
There you go. Niger Ennis, Chairman of the Congress of Racial Equality, or CORE, joining us. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We will take you to the floor of the United States Senate and the House of Representatives, where they're still debating the coronavirus bill. It's going to pass. I think everybody knows that. This hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. They're really cool. The electric bikes. Check them out right now at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Brr, it's starting to get colder, but I'm always hesitant to turn on the heater for the first time every winter. This year, I'm more confident. I called Home Air Conditioning at 702-878-8367. They came over, did a 21-point safety and efficiency check on my system for just $59, and their technicians are so helpful. With Home Air, it's not a sales pitch like at most national chains and box stores. Call Danny. She can set up a safety inspection for residents all over the Vegas Valley. That's Home Air Conditioning at 702-878-8367, or go to homeairlv.com, license 51.
Call the experts at Home Air Conditioning.
Don't let the sharks take advantage of you before you overpay that national chain or big box store.
Call Home Air Conditioning for an estimate on a new air conditioning system with easy financing available. Apply online at homeairlv.com. And remember, at Home Air Conditioning, second opinions are always free. Call Danny at 702-878-8367, license number 51994. Call 702-878-8367.
Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey, Chuck. Who uses Dollar Loan Center? I mean, do you have a typical customer?
Our customers are from all walks of life, all income levels, full-time people, part-time people, renters, homeowners, you name it. I think most people are surprised that our customers are 50-50 men and women and that our average customer makes over $40,000 a year. I can tell you this, our customers are great people and they're loyal to the DLC.
And how long do people usually keep their loans out?
If they want, they can keep the loan out for up to a year. But since we only charge interest for the time people have the loan out, most people pay it off in a matter of weeks to save the most money.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes without a checking account or any collateral or car title. We have over 50 locations where you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
For weeks now, you've heard me talking about the December 7th deadline for enrollment of your Medicare plan. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Well, the deadline has come and gone, but for some of you, there may be an opportunity to enroll in a plan until December 31st. To find out if you qualify for this late enrollment, call my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you're turning 65 in the next 4 months, you need to talk to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you've lost your employer-based coverage, or maybe you're contemplating retirement, you need to speak with Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service has been absolutely incredible. They can do the same thing for you. Just call Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Oh, I just love that. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Want to take you back to the floor of the United States Senate, where Senator Maria Cantwell of Washington, she is a Democrat, and she's talking about some of the other things, other than the $600 and the PPP money. Other than that, there's a lot else that's in this bill. Let's go back to the floor of the United States Senate.
To work across the aisle on this legislation moving forward. At a minimum, the 4% could increase affordable housing production by at least 130,000 affordable homes over the next decade. That's critically important. 130,000 more affordable homes over the next decade. And it could generate and help us with job growth, 162,000 jobs and about $18 billion in wages and impacts to the economy. So building more affordable housing helps us solve lots of problems. We have an increase in demand, as I just articulated.
Well, you can see there's a lot more to this bill. We're going to wake up in the next few days and we're going to find all the stuff that's in this omnibus bill and this coronavirus bill. And a lot of it has nothing to do with coronavirus. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Coming up on the bottom of the hours, we check out our traffic cams right now and typical rush hour flows as you work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl both directions, 515 West at Charles.